Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, one of the stats that certainly jumped off the page to me in the week leading up to this week was St. Cloud State's goals for and goals against in the first period. It's like 23-4 and like two against or something like that. It's an unbelievable stat. Playing with a lead is crucial, even more so against these guys. Once you got down last night, what did you need to do to claw back into that thing quickly, not let them kind of get comfortable?
Well, you got to catch a break, and you want to just claw your way back, just like you said, Schultz. And I mean, I think they were. It was 16-1. We had 16-1 their goals for, goals against differential for the season. But and maybe that was not counting some teams. I don't know. But the bottom line is they're a strong first period team, you know, we fell behind, and you know, but once we got that shorthand, it goes 2-1, and we're back in it, game on, and you know, and then we kind of stubbed our toe there a bit.
Team with a record like that, you feeling okay? Down 1-0 after the first?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't look at things that way, Schultz. It's not necessarily the score; it's how we're playing and what's going on. I mean, yeah, I never want to be so. No, I wasn't happy being down 1-0. I'm not going to give it the old moral. We're playing St. Cloud, and holy moly, good for us that we're down 1-0. I just think, no, not at all. I mean, we want to be up, but what are you going to do? That's where it's at. Now you just got to, again, have a good second.
You have been such a very good team this year of scoring first. Is there a reason why?
Nope, and we haven't scored first as of late. So again, those things come and go. Everything's a roller coaster in a 34-game, 5-month season, and I mean, we've had our opportunities. We've had our, we've had our games where we've scored first, a lot of them, and now we haven't scored first in the last few games. So you just got to know how to play both ways. You can't get down on the bench, you know, when they score, but you can't get too pumped up and excited when you go up 1-0.
Post game show last night, we were talking about stretches in that first and second period where both teams had long sustained offensive pressure. Let's flip the script on that. Defensively, how do you stop that from happening in a situation like that?
Sometimes it's hard. I mean, the team has something to say about that. And again, it's a tough game, and there's some things that are they're so unpredictable, Schultz. I think the biggest thing you have to do, and we talked about it in our meeting today, is that you just can't make mistakes against teams like this. So you do have to be, you have to work hard, but you got to work smart. And if you work smarter, you're going to find yourself probably in less difficult situations.
North Coach Ceritori, when we come back, our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. The shorthanded goal last night, we talked about Alex's speed. Let's talk about his instincts. Virtually any shorthanded goal, you got to be an instinctive player and make a play, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%. And he obviously, again, there was a puck that squirted out in the neutral zone. It was a short chip in the neutral zone, and no, he jumped on it, and I think it was Perbix. He caught him by surprise right there, and Alex, he had the first puck touch, and he got it through him, and he was gone, and then in tight, he's got such a quick stick in tight.
Shorthanded, if you are thinking about it the slightest bit, you can't take that gamble of going for a loose puck shorthanded in a situation like that, right?
No, I don't think so. I think he could have, because they were offside too. I mean, it was a short chip out. They were offside, so for sure you can go for it. If it's a deep chip and they're onside, a little different, you know, a little different. But that was a short chip.
Matias made a couple of really, really good saves yesterday. For a goalie, is a break even more difficult than a forward or a defenseman? Just because, I mean, a forward and a defenseman, they can go and shoot pucks against walls or whatever. For a goalie, it's tough, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely, Schultz. And, no, he stood tall. I think he saved like 4 or 5 two-on-ones. And, again, that's on us. We shouldn't be giving up those many two-on-ones.
What can you do? And granted, you had enough practice days for all of your goalies to see enough pucks. But what can you do coming back from break to get goalies back into it?
I mean, you just got to get back into it the way you get back into it. You can't worry about some of that stuff, Schultz. It's just they've seen a lot of pucks already this year. They had a good – I look at it differently. They had a great break. It was a relaxing break, a good mental break from the game. They're fine. They got dialed in. It just takes a day or two of practice for everybody. And, again, you can't just go bonkers and have 3-4-hour practices or anything like that. So it just is what it is, and you just don't worry about it. You just got to just go play.
It was an up-and-down game last night. Very few penalties called. Not a ton of physicality. Is that typical first game back from break? typical non-conference game against a team you haven't played in a couple of years, or maybe a combination of a lot of things?
Probably a combination of a lot of those things, Schultz. I think it's probably your first game back from break. That's the one thing that's probably lacking. I mean, our guys were in pretty good shape, and I'm sure St. Cloud's were as well, but probably that next layer of being in shape is with contact and playing a lot in traffic. And I thought last night, you know, there wasn't a lot of physicality, as you said, Schultze. So it's probably more just, again, the fourth or fifth day back from a break.
Back when you played compared to now, how much physicality was there in a practice? And is there now in a practice?
Well, I don't know if it's physicality. There's never. We don't want physicality. I don't want guys getting hurt. But there's competitive. I mean, we have a lot of competitive drills. I mean, there's going to be a lot of resistance. But as far as we don't want anybody hitting. We don't want anybody hitting 30 years ago. I mean, there's a fine line between being competitive and being silly. You can't be out hitting your own players right there, because something is going to happen. I mean, there's enough injuries in practice the way it is. The majority of injuries do come in practice. But again, there's a multitude of different reasons why, but there's not a lot of physicality, but practices are competitive, especially early in the week. And, you have to have that. If you want to be game ready on Friday and Saturday, you have to have a little of that. But again, you taper off as the season goes on.
Best of luck tonight.
All right. Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.